This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, you can call me Slim Tim because I'm slimming down.
Whoa, Slim Tim.
Very cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, am I supposed to notice that you're slimming
down?
You're
not supposed to notice, Tom. I'm dieting. I don't think this is...
So you're slimming, Tim, not... You're aiming to be Slim Tim.
Tom, been on this thing for a week.
You're still rotund Tim.
Lost 6 pounds.
6 pounds?
6 pounds. And I know this is not... Look, I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is I wanted to set a goal and lose some weight, and I'm doing that. I'm not saying anybody has to do it. I'm not even saying that weight is an indicator of health or worth or value, but here's what I'm saying. I'm slimming down, and I'm loving it. I'm hungry all the time.
Oh, so is that how you're slimming down, just not eating? That's
no,
your secret?
Tom, I'm freaking tracking my calories. I'm tracking my cows. Set a goal.
Yeah.
And then it's, it allows me to be on my phone a lot more during the day.
You've been looking for excuses to
exactly.
be on your phone
Exactly, yeah.
More
I wanted to
day.
Be able to look at my phone yeah. and really just insert it into every activity yeah. I do all day, every day.
Yeah, because you spent a lot of money on that thing, and I hardly ever see you using it. So.
I see my screen time. It's like 4.5 hours a day. No, come on. Yeah. There's 24 hours
yeah,
in a day.
Take it out of the drawer. Let it have some fun.
Exactly. Yeah, I do keep it in a drawer usually. Tom, I've also been, walking a lot, taking long walks.
Well, that'll help in your goal to become Slim Tim.
Yeah, so this is the summer of Slim Tim. I mean, by the time summer hits, I'll still be slimming.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're currently days away from summer, Tim. We're dangerously close to bathing suit season, and
I
you...
know. You're
only starting to slim down now.
I'm not going to, Tom, I know every year, every summer you try to get me to model bathing suits for you. That's
it's
not,
good money.
I'm not going to do it, and that's not going to change. That's not why I'm doing this, Tom.
Well, you're at least going to stop wearing those, the bathing suit that's got overalls and it's just black and white stripes, right? The full body bathing suit that you usually wear.
No, that's fashionable, Tom. And you don't know, Gen Z... people like me, that's coming back into style.
No, it's actually, like, if anything, that seems like a very millennial hipster thing that Gen Z would hate. You know, Gen Z hates us, Tim.
The millennials, yeah. Specifically the geriatric millennials,
yes.
Like you,
like myself and yourself.
You know, I decided to slim down, Tom.
Why?
Because I saw that you turned 40. There's a real wake up call to me. I thought. Someday I'm going to turn 42 and I'm going to need to be slimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Gen Z hates us. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, generational pride is stupid. I think generations should only exist for other generations to scorn.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess like we didn't really make fun of Gen X. Like,
no, Gen X didn't care about anything.
Yeah, man. No, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like, everybody just hates the generation that came before them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that really wasn't the case.
Well, the boomers had enough to go around.
The boomers hated the greatest generation.
They did.
Yeah.
But no, like, I think, like, Gen X, there was enough hate for the boomers to go around that Gen X and millennials could all hate boomers.
Yes.
Like millennials could just skip over Gen X
yeah.
for our ire.
I think Gen Z isn't really that into like dunking on boomers, because I think they're just looking at it and being like, oh, they're all going to be dead by the time I'm an adult. Why do I care?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, maybe we should get right into the topic then, since we're talking about Gen Z and
how much they hate us.
Yeah, and how much they hate us.
Guess what? We're going to school you on your own thing. If you're Gen Z, write in. I want to hear from you. Do you hate us?
Yeah. Well, obviously, they don't hate me and you.
Why? Because they're listening.
Because they're listening. They might be hate listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually, you were telling me right before the show about a podcast you were listening to and how much you hated one of the people on it.
Yeah, I listened to it for 90 full minutes consecutively.
The money's all the same, right, baby?
Yeah, that sweet, sweet podcast money.
Whether they love you or they hate you. We should do like a heel turn. A podcast heel turn and just become like bad guys.
Become just problematic.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that'll just get us in trouble.
That's how if you're like a YouTuber and you're going to box somebody on television, that's how you get everybody to tune in, by being like, I'm a jerk.
Yeah, but you had to like do bad things and say bad things.
True. Yeah.
And that could be very damaging. Tom, we're two nice little boys.
Not when you're staring down the barrel of $100 million payday.
Yeah, I mean, so what kind of bad boy heel stuff do you want to say?
Would it have to be podcasting related?
No, it could be whatever you want.
We could just
stop saying we. These are your ideas.
We can be like, ooh, every other podcast stinks. Except for ours.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard some podcasters say that, and they don't seem to be all that much more successful than us.
No.
I think we have to be specific in who we're calling out.
And
you'll never call out your golden boy, your god, Joe Rogan. So that big target's gone.
Did you see the sky...
The sky writing.
Sky writing. I was going to say sky painting, sky drawing, sky writing.
Yes.
Somebody hired a sky writer to write in the sky. Joe Rogan is literally 5'3".
Yeah.
I mean, the skies of Los Angeles.
I mean, he's not, right?
I don't think he's that short.
It riles him up.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know, you can go after someone's height.
Yeah. Well, cool. Also, like, if you're going to, like, rent a plane, like, who's the loser here? Like, and especially if Joe Rogan, like, you know, backed into my car at the grocery store and left before he exchanged insurance information, sure, you can write something in the sky about it.
Yeah.
But
that would be expensive. That'd be costly.
But if it's just, like, I don't like this person and I'm going to make fun of their height in the sky.
Yeah, the sky should be sacred, guys.
Yeah,
let's keep the sky for positivity. That's where God lives.
There's always weird shit being written in the sky. Like I've
okay.
I feel like 9 times out of 10 when a
is this sky, part of your heel turn.
Maybe 9 times out of 10 when I'm seeing something getting written in the sky, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Is it because you can't like read the words? Because like
sometimes it's because I can't read the words because I guess like the weather isn't cooperating and it kind of like spreads too quick. Now, what is that? Chemtrails?
That's chemtrails. Let me ask you this. So when I see skywriters, it's like it's like a bunch of little dots, right? It's like a dot matrix. It's like,
yeah. Pop, pop. Yeah.
Now, in olden days, was this only in like comic strips and cartoons? In olden days, did they have skywriters that would like write in script? You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Like
yeah,
a plane going around. You'd have to be a really good pilot. But I don't know. Greatest Generation. They flew in WW2. They were good pilots.
I think it'd be hard to write in script, like in a straight line in three dimensions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, not move on the Z axis as a pilot. Did you ever go up in a biplane?
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I went in a helicopter once and I feared for my life the entire time. Yeah, I acted brave. Everybody was like, this must be the bravest guy on board. But
everybody else was very scared.
Stoic exterior. I was dying inside.
Tim, what do you know about TikTok?
TikTok? Yeah. TikTok is the first
Man,
of
it's
the...
It's too bad you didn't get in early and get the name TimTok on there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's gone now.
Or did you get TikTom?
No, I'm pretty sure that I did reserve my name like years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I just can't like figure out how to get back into my account.
No, you just log in, Tom. Log in on the website or in the app.
Well, that sounds complicated. I'm going to have my grandson walk me through that.
Yeah.
You were saying what you know about TikTok.
Yeah, here's what I know.
Okay.
Number one.
This was, by the way, sorry, I know I'm interrupting you. But this is one of those topics where, like, people have suggested this a lot over the last couple of years. And we finally did it. And then, like, as I'm reading about it, I'm like, oh, Tim's not going to read anything about TikTok.
I know what TikTok is, oh. Tom.
Well, then how come you're not telling us, Tim? I've been sitting here asking you for 10 minutes to tell me what TikTok is.
Asking me if I've ever been up in a biplane before for some reason.
Well, yeah, because... That would be a great place to post a TikTok from.
It would be.
Yeah. You would get a, you would maybe go viral that way.
I'm not going to, look, I think you think I'm going to be like, I don't know what it is. It's too complicated. I don't understand it. And it's stupid.
Yeah.
No. It's share short form videos.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's got an interface that would probably confuse me. I've never downloaded the app, but it's not for me. It's targeted at a younger generation.
Yes.
And the primary users are younger than me, and I'm happy.
Yeah, I remember like
kinda
a few
bait me into starting a fight with Gen Z.
But that was going to be part of our heel turn.
Oh. We'll turn against Gen. That doesn't seem wise from a financial perspective, Tom.
Maybe it will be. Maybe like some TikTokers will post stuff about us and that'll help us go viral.
That could only end in disaster. I don't want anything to do
with anyone posting anything about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you more or less got it right. As far as like how the app works, I feel like a few years ago, they started changing how apps work.
All right, Grandpa.
You used to never have to like swipe. I don't know. Like there used to not be other screens to the left and the right of the main screen.
Jesus.
You know, it's just like the screen goes up and down and that's it. And then one day they're like, get this on this app, swipe over. There's a whole other world to the left.
Down, left, right.
Yeah. And then you're like, how do I get to the settings? And it's like, you got to go into a different screen and then...
I mean, that's pretty standard for apps.
But TikTok is definitely that way where it's a never-ending stream of videos that you're swiping up and down on, basically. Like, you're swiping up to get to the next one. Mm-hmm. And if you swipe down, you'll go back to the last one.
All right. Cool. So, like, every other thing ever?
Well, I'm saying as of a few years ago when they changed all the apps around.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is how you explained TikTok in general?
No,
is that you swipe
like
up for the
bit.
Next video and down for the last video?
I'm teaching you the basics at first, okay. Tim, before I get into the finer points.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can post 15 seconds to 1 minute clips. Some people can post 3 minute clips, according to what I read. It might be everybody might be able to post 3 minute clips now. And I just,
What are the limits?
15 seconds. I think it has to be at least 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But as long as 3 minutes,
2.5 vines, it's gotta be
at least. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's really where I feel like, TikTok came into its own ever since Vine went away.
Yeah. Cause TikTok's older, right? Like TikTok was like around in like 2016, I think.
Maybe that's not Yes, yes, you're right.
I told you I did some research.
Yeah, but like, what happened? Twitter bought Vine, and then they were just like, oh, you know, we don't know how this works, and they shut it down.
Yeah.
Because Vine was great. 6-second clips.
Too short.
No, you can fit a lot of funny stuff into 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah. But you could also, like, not benefit from a few more additional seconds. 9 seconds.
Yeah.
You ask me.
But TikTok, Tim, this is going to get confusing.
Wow. My name's Tim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of like tick.
Well, what about, I'm not saying Tom is just like talk.
Tim Tom.
That's what we should name the show. We should reboot the show Tim Tom.
And it'll just be us watching clips of TikTok.
Yeah, and being mean and catty and healed.
And just being like, well, I guess that's what a dumbass looks like.
Yeah. Ooh, this is great for our
And then turn. We'll say what their username is, and then we'll get like a soundboard or something that would be like, you just got burned.
Yeah. They would not. I don't think that would catch on, to be honest.
What? This sounds like a $1 million idea. I'm afraid of saying certain things on here because I'm afraid of, like, you know, somebody going on TikTok, some big TikToker, and being like, yo, I looked up what old people like, and listen to this. It'll be us talking about biplanes.
They'd have a good point there.
Yeah, I know. And then it would just be like, yo, if you see this guy in the street, laugh at him.
And I mean, they're going to do that anyway.
Not all teens.
What are you kidding me? Yes, of course all teens. Yes, all teens.
No, me? Right now, without some TikTok influencer?
What? You're not a teen?
No, I know I'm not a teen. I'm saying if I walk down the street right now, there's like a 50-50 chance teens will laugh at me.
I don't know. They might be
distracted. There's a new shirt. How dare you?
I know. And let's just say... maybe you wear a shirt more accustomed to someone your own age.
Wow, Tim. The heel turn was supposed to be against the Gen Z, not against me. A fellow elder millennial. Treat me with respect.
I'm going to join Team Gen Z. And once, you know, once I slim down, they'll think I'm young like them.
Tim, you better be careful. You're going to slim down so much, they're going to be able to stuff you in a locker again. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about with TikTok, Tim.
Okay. TikTok, Tom?
TikTok, Tim. Controversies. There have been a lot of controversies about TikTok.
Okay.
Because it's a Chinese-owned company.
Okay.
And now you were worried that talking about that would get our show banned in China, but our show has been banned in China for... I don't know, a decade.
Hmm. That's troubling.
That's why we have to, why I'm always making up those USB drives of episodes to smuggle in.
To smuggle into China.
And they
would love our show in China.
I tie them to balloons, send those balloons floating over to China.
Hmm.
That's what they do in North and South Korea, by the way. So it's owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance. ByteDance bought this company called Musical.ly, which was an app.
Tom, can you turn down your radio, please?
Sorry about that. They were owned by this company called Musical.ly.
Uh-huh.
Or no, Musical.ly was a different company. ByteDance bought them.
And that's when TikTok really exploded.
Yeah, and then they basically like merged the two. Right. Now, in China, they have TikTok, but it's called Douyin.
Uh-huh.
And
somebody is going to angrily write in and correct your pronunciation.
Yeah,
there.
I'm sure I didn't. I looked up the pronunciation, though, and I think I'm close at least.
Yeah, I don't know how to. Read? I got to learn how to read those pronunciation guides.
Oh, yeah,
guides.
Like phonetic spelling.
Yeah.
You because know, like umlauts and whatnot.
Yeah, and they got like weird little lines,
like a little U
dots and squigglies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I always just rely on looking up on YouTube,
yes,
waiting for someone to pronounce that word. And I just, for hours and hours, just wait for somebody to pronounce that word.
Well, you can just look up the word. And that's what I did. And there was just a YouTube video with just a person saying, Doyen.
Hmm.
Doyen.
There was a fake one, though, a few years ago, right?
A fake what?
There were like pronunciation videos that,
oh, that
would
were
pronounce
wrong?
Things wrong.
That's awful. That's a heel turn.
Yeah. But it was like some of them were wrong, but some of them weren't.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I'm always fascinated by like the economics and I don't know, I guess like day to day of people that run channels like that. People that run like, you know, I have a channel that just shows a white background with a word in black, and it says that word. I say that word a few times, and that's my YouTube content.
Right.
And I produce just like thousands and thousands. And presumably, that's the kind of thing where you can't get in on it now. Like, me and you couldn't start a YouTube pronunciation channel in 2021.
We wouldn't have the work ethic to do it.
Yeah, that's really what it is, right? That you would just have to have like an insane work ethic to build up a big catalog.
And you would need to pride yourself on accuracy, which again, not our
well,
strong
suit.
You just
said that there's one that's fake. We could do one that's, you know, like some of these aren't real, but through no fault of our own. we would have that little disclaimer.
We're not trustworthy individuals, Tom.
So Doyen run it. The app is very similar, and like the logo looks the same, but it is completely separate servers. So if you're on TikTok, you're not going to see random. You could, you know. Well, actually, no. I was reading that. Like you can't use TikTok in China.
Okay.
And they've actually been like cracking down on that a lot.
Why is that?
Because the Chinese government doesn't, you know, they've got that great firewall. They don't want people seeing stuff that they're not vetting.
Yeah. Same reason they should just start vetting this show. They might enjoy it.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Oh, now, so now you're talking about us being banned in China. So you think like some government officials should be sitting in a room somewhere listening to each episode?
Hey, pretty sweet gig if you ask me.
Do you know anything about podcasting in China?
No, not really. A little bit.
It's like a very weird, different thing, but there's like tons of money in it.
Yeah.
But it's because it's all like learning based.
Yeah.
Like lots and lots of people listen to Chinese podcasts in China to learn things. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But there would be a good market for us to get in there.
Yeah. So this is my challenge to you, Chinese government. Listen to this show every week and then have the be brave enough to release it to the masses, to the people.
Yeah. Hey, we did our part. We recorded it and put it out.
Now do your part.
Now
listen,
it's up to you.
It.
The ball's in
Pass
your court, China.
Yeah.
How do we find out that somebody does listen to every episode and every week they're like, nope, absolutely not. They desperately want this show to be released there.
They do. Yeah. High hopes for it every single week.
So there's like I mentioned, it's owned by a Chinese company. There was all this like nonsense last year about that because a bunch of TikTokers took credit for signing up for a Donald Trump rally, mm-hmm. that then was like, you know, very poorly attended. But they thought like, oh, a million people tried to sign up.
Right.
There's no evidence really that was the case.
That it was organized on TikTok.
It was, but there's no hard evidence of like, and that's where a million people came from. Certainly some people did it, and maybe a million people did do it, but there's really not. It was basically like TikTok, you know, came up with that idea, spread it around, and then took credit when it happened. But like, there's not an official.
Right.
But then after that, Donald Trump wanted to get rid of TikTok. It was like, you know, somebody told him, obviously, like, this is what happened. And he was like, well, let's ban that app. Do you remember this, though? This like really weird where it was like Walmart's going to buy the app or like Microsoft.
Yeah, they what was it? It was an executive order.
Yeah, I think so.
That basically said you'll have to shut down in operations in the U.S. unless a U.S. company buys you.
Yeah. And to be clear, like they of course have like offices. I think they're in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. You know, they have big offices in America. It's not like everybody that works for this app is over in China.
Right.
So, yeah, they wanted to go to an American parent company, which is, you know, just like a very weird thing. And TikTok did the smart thing, it seems, which was just wait out the clock. Just be like, we're still looking. They like signed some weird deal with Oracle for like, but it was like Oracle was just going to like host content. And it's like, oh, that's what Oracle does. I think right. They probably already had a deal with Oracle.
Yeah. I mean, all that seemed like a distraction, if we're being honest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And it was like making like the front page of the newspapers and stuff. Just like, guys, it's just an app for, I don't know, Gen Z singers.
It was a weird thing too, because then all this stuff was going around about like, oh, Amazon employees aren't allowed to have it on their phones. And, you know, they just made it seem like a big national security risk. And basically, you know, people that actually know about this kind of stuff had to come out and be like, guys, the TikTok app is not hacking your phone. They're not.
So you don't know.
Well, basically, they were like, the TikTok app is not hacking your phone, because if it were and they got caught, then of course that would be a big deal and it would get banned and everything. And then they would lose something way more valuable, which is controlling the American public through TikTok, through the algorithm, what's being shown.
You bring this up all the time about influencing the public through curation.
Social media, yeah.
Well, no, not even through
all media.
TikTok specifically. Mm-hmm. In what ways do you see that actually happening?
I don't know if it actually is happening. Well, actually,
or like, what is a way in which you envision it could happen that would be detrimental to American society?
Well,
you alarmist.
There is like TikTok has a way laxer policy around like misinformation than Facebook or Twitter or YouTube does.
Right.
So like a lot of fringe stuff that's been banned from those other platforms is still going around on TikTok.
Yeah, but don't you think people should be free to do their own research?
I think it's dangerous to lead people down rabbit holes. And that's the problem with all these algorithms, that they're all like, oh, you like that? Well, how about this? And all of a sudden you're just watching
Alex Jones.
Yeah, you're just getting further and further, you know, down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So like that kind of stuff they are influencing. I mean, I think also like
pop music, the latest dance crazes.
Yeah, what if China?
We should start a dance craze. That'll get us on Gen Z's side.
Tim, now you sound like a grandpa.
What do you mean?
We should start a dance craze.
What do you mean?
They don't call them dance crazes.
I don't care what
they
call it.
Them trends. They say that's on trend, friend.
That's they say trend. The trend is a Gen Z term.
Yeah, they say that's on trend, friend.
Yeah, they don't like rhymes. They don't like rhymes.
Gen Z doesn't like rhymes.
Yeah, that's one thing that I definitely read.
Where'd you read that? The Old Man Times?
The New York Times. Yes, the Old Man Times.
Well, what if China decides with this app that they're going to make Americans bad at dancing? What if they're like, you know what? Slowly but surely, we'll just start promoting bad dancers and that are choreographing bad dances. And then all Americans will be like, well, that's a new way to dance. And we all start dancing that way. And then China goes like, ha, 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 you idiots.
There's like
we taught you.
Billions of people there that would all be laughing.
And guess what? They'd all have a synchronized dance that was like really cool.
That's what they're doing on Douyin.
Yeah, they're all learning like some really awesome, complex, synchronized dance while they're shoving all the shitty dances over on us.
So you think the Chinese government wants to make Americans crappy dancers?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying for sure, but I'm saying do your own research.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up.
You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like. You know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Now, I told you about the little clips you can put up on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things that make this platform somewhat unique. Well, you can go live. but you know, a lot of apps allow you to go live now. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone live from the scene in any apps?
I one time joined somebody else's Instagram live, like I beamed in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But other than that, no.
And I didn't get an alert when you beamed in.
Really? It was over a year ago.
Oh, okay, but I think I would still remember that.
It was early days of lockdown.
Oh, okay.
When everybody was like, well, this is what we're going to do. Like, we're all enthusiastic about going live and talking to each other. And then by like April 3rd, everybody's like, all right.
All right. That's enough of that. Yeah. I feel like even...
It's going to go be sad alone now.
I feel like even like recently, you know, obviously things are going much better in the U.S. now. But even recently hearing people talk about Zoom fatigue. Well, I guess they're talking about work stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about like family and friends Zooms.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Like,
but that stopped, I feel like, for the most part.
Well, here's the thing. Like, my family has a Zoom that mm-hmm. we had been doing throughout the whole thing yeah. every week. It was really nice. It's like, oh, I'm like talking to my family more. And like, we'd never Zoom. We'd talk on the phone sometimes. I'd see them occasionally, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, like, you're still suing them, though?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But now, like, everybody who doesn't have a job, my parents are like, this is great, let's keep doing this every Friday night. It's like, well, you see, the thing is this: number one, Friday night's not gonna work,
right? Yeah, it's TGIF night.
Yeah, new episodes of Urkel come on. And then number two, I'm on Zoom all goddamn this yeah. is like another meeting for this is what I do at work all yeah. day.
Well, that's what you complained about when we would have to do the show over Zoom.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just felt like work instead of the fun party it is. Yeah,
look, Tom, there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than right here in this hot, hot room with the loud cars outside recording this podcast with you.
I'd rather be in China learning this new dance.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Tom.
What?
They wouldn't let you. You're not.
No, of course not. They'd be like, hey.
You're too bad of a dancer.
Well, I don't think that. They would be like, he's got the wrong TikTok app.
And they'd be like, and he's really bad at dancing.
No, it would be such a good dance, Tim, that anyone could do it. But when you see him do it, you wouldn't believe that they're doing it.
That such a dance does not exist.
Well, Tim, for our sake, I hope it doesn't. So you can go live, but you can also do reaction videos and duets. Now that's what's become like a big thing. You got people like John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. It's John Mayer, but go on.
And other musicians being like, I'm going to play a little riff and you play along.
Yeah.
And then you post the video and I get more views.
This is a John Mayer app after all.
He's on there, apparently. He's
count me out.
Now, you don't have the app?
I don't have the app.
Okay. I have the
app. I've downloaded all the apps. Like, I had Snapchat. Like, uh-huh. What else was there?
Vine.
Yeah, like, I had all the things. And it's like
House Party.
Yeah, I don't need to be a part of this. They don't want me there. Well, they don't want me in their house party.
They want your views, Tim. They want your eyeballs.
Not these eyeballs.
I have it, but, like, I can't really imagine a situation on where I would post to it frequently. Or right. even at all, I think.
What about some of your dances?
You know, I hadn't thought about showcasing some of my dances on there. Maybe
do you have any signature dances?
Watch this space. I think probably every dance I do is a signature dance.
Yeah,
in that it doesn't look like anything you've seen before.
I've seen you dance at like weddings and stuff, and it seems like you go into a little bit of a trance.
Yeah,
well, like you stare into the middle distance, like you get cut, your face just goes slack.
Yeah.
Well,
usually if I'm dancing, it's because I'm very drunk.
Yeah.
And I know that's the case for a lot of people, but for me, that's like the only case in which I'm dancing. I have to be very drunk, but then I'll dance all night. And I'll dance like nobody's watching.
Unfortunately for the rest of us, we all are.
So yeah,
now you're a great dancer.
Well, thank you, Tim. Reacts and going live. Those are the big.
So tell me more about the reacts.
So that's like you can post. Say you post a video and you're like, "Hey, Tim Talk here, making breakfast." I can then react to that and be like, "Look at this fucking idiot making breakfast." Yeah, right.
Now,
and people will see both.
Right. So Gen Z, mm-hmm. do they use it to roast people? I thought they were more of a positive generation.
Yeah, but they still roast and bully people on there.
Yeah.
Not always.
Just for making breakfast?
You can do reaction videos and I'm also giving like a basic example. Like a lot of people don't do.
All you can think of is an example where somebody's belittling somebody else and bullying somebody else.
What, but I'm telling you.
You can't even think of a positive example because your mind doesn't even go that way.
Sometimes you might be making breakfast on TikTok and you're like, and I might make a reaction video where I'm like, wow, those eggs look delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then it'll get a bunch of thumbs up because everybody will be like, look at these positive men. Look at these role models.
What if we went the other way, Tom? Mm-hmm. Instead of being heels, what if we just became so positive?
Well,
and supportive of each other, first and foremost.
Well, look at where that's gotten us so far.
Yeah, we haven't. We do a great job of
Tim. I lift you up every week, and I see nothing from it. And also, like the React videos aren't necessarily always just people, commenting on things. Like a lot of times it's the, there's like a trend or a meme or something on TikTok where people do like a show me without showing me that you're, a big fan of glasses.
Right. And then somebody wearing glasses.
And then the reaction video will be like, hey, look at this. But if you want to go viral, maybe you've got like 10 pairs of glasses on.
Right.
And then people are like, oh, shit. Yeah, that guy loves glasses. He's a glasses influencer now. So that's what a lot of the reaction videos are, too. It's a very back and forth type of, medium. Platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where engagement, I think, is important.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's constructive.
Yeah. I mean, I think especially during the pandemic, there were a lot of people genuinely collaborating on TikTok.
Right.
Talented people, talented musicians or singers or whatever, getting together and saying, hey, we're all stuck inside. Let's do a TikTok.
Yeah. Hey, Steven Tyler and Adam Levine, get together on TikTok.
You think Gen Z is real into Steven Tyler?
Yeah, sure. He appeals to all generations.
I want to talk about. So we were talking about. I don't know what I want to talk about.
I know you're getting too excited. You're too worked up. This is what happens when you do a lot of research.
I know, because then I got too much stuff.
Take a deep breath. Organize your thoughts.
Several deep breaths.
I know those are pretty shallow.
Should I talk about controversies, Tim? Not with the company, with TikTokers themselves.
Okay.
Or I watched some TikTok and wrote down what videos the algorithm showed me.
Is it all going to be butts?
It's not. No. In fact, not one was a butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll talk about the controversies.
Oh, man. It was butts, wasn't it?
This one I think you'd be interested in, Tim. This, I was going to say woman, but I think she might have been literally a girl, like a teenager, was heavily criticized a couple of years ago because she posted a picture of herself riding a horse in the ocean. And people were very upset that it was, mean to the horse that
you can't get a horse wet.
Yeah, that's what it kind of was, that then other like horse experts had to chime in and be like, horses love swimming. It's fine. It's good for them.
Wait, what did they do to this girl for riding a horse in the water? Were they just roasting her for having a horse?
No, they were just, they were trying to get her canceled because of, you know, being cruel to animals. Because
the hooves would get wet and you'd be like, ooh, cold. Was it like cold water? Was it like a polar bear swim?
No. Because like the girl's legs were in the water, I think. Like, you know, the horse was in pretty deep water.
Yeah. Tom, did I ever tell you about the time when I was in the sea and
and you saw a horse? Tim, I'm not going to sit here and just listen to fantastical stories.
It was in Sweden, Tom, and I went and I was on this weird island and I rode a bike to a beach and I was all alone and there were these wild horses around. I went swimming and all of a sudden there were all these horses in the water too, also swimming.
I don't believe a word of that.
Chilled me to the bone, Tom.
Yeah. So you know, according to that lie from firsthand account, that horses like going in the water.
I think I posted a picture of the wild horses on Instagram, but not when I was swimming.
Right.
But like next to the water.
So yeah, horses like going in the
Tom,
water.
Can I let the record show?
Yeah, that Tim has just shown me a photograph of horses near the water.
No, some of them are in the water.
Some of them, I'm getting word that some of them are in the water.
Yes. Well, there we go. Controversy averted.
So people got real upset at this girl for bringing a horse.
What
in the
did
water.
They do to her?
I think they were just like, you know, you're mean to horses. And, you know, people would post their own stuff saying like, this girl's mean to horses. We should. I think she lost like a ton of followers. You know, people unsubscribed. And
was
then
she like a notable person?
She was notable on TikTok.
Right.
Yeah. She had like millions of followers, I think.
This wasn't like Malala or Greta Thunberg.
No. It wasn't somebody who was notable.
Punky Brewster.
For. Something outside of TikTok. This was somebody who became famous on TikTok.
Got it.
Now, I also...
For
riding horses in the water, for mistreating horses.
Right. People loved it.
That was a big trend on TikTok for a while. I thought... See, again, I'm old and I don't understand things anymore. And I thought there were a lot more famous TikToker. You know, it's one of those things I never put much thought into.
Yeah.
But I thought like, probably like a lot of these people that are famous on TikTok, they're famous because, just because they're famous. Like they're good looking and they got on the platform early and the algorithm hit them right.
Right.
And it just, you know. But no, a lot of them are like, you know, it's up to you how talented you think they are, but like singers and dancers, that's how a lot of TikTokers became popular on there and famous on there.
I can't tell if someone's a good singer or not, if they're singing like a ballad.
Yeah. If somebody's singing a cappella, right?
Yeah. Like sometimes on those American Idol auditions where somebody just comes in and sings a cappella, I can't tell like, are we supposed to be laughing at this person or
there's not even a band playing?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Or is it so good?
Yeah.
You know? Like, now, and then like one of them's like, I'm speechless. And it's like, because it's bad or because it's good.
Now, did you ever have that problem with Rockapella on Where in the World is
Rockapella
Carmen Sandiego?
Always sounded tip top. Yeah. Man, Rockapella's still around, I think.
I'm sure they are. It's also crazy to think about how like,
I dropped my phone while trying to Google Rockapella.
It's also crazy to me to think about how like even like network late night shows now, like new ones don't have bands, but this PBS show, this PBS like after school educational thing, you know, how many people were in Rockapella? Five? Four or five at least.
Five. Yeah.
You know, and they were on salary.
Scott Leonard, Jeff Thatcher, Calvin Jones, Jose Rosario, and Bryant Vance.
Wow.
Well, that's the current lineup. They have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 former members.
Wow.
One deceased.
Okay. RIP. Why do you think they cycle through so many people? You think a lot of people, you know, at a certain point go, I don't want to be in an a cappella group anymore?
Maybe. I think it might all be like the bass, the deep voice guy, and they just bottom out.
they bottom out so their voices get too deep at a yeah. certain point?
Yeah.
Where it's like... Roger, I think you know what why I called you in here to talk.
What is it? I have a family. You can't do this to me.
What about, why were we talking about Rockapella?
It
doesn't matter.
Because you were saying you can't tell you know if acapella singers yeah. are good.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of? I see TikTok videos on other platforms. Like I said, yeah. people post mm-hmm. them to Instagram stories and on mm-hmm. Twitter all the time. So I feel like...
And you report those, right?
No, I'm just like, this is a curated experience for me. I like this.
Yeah.
I see a lot of explainer videos. Like people mm-hmm. not there to show off their talents, but to spread their knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very nice. And... I know that Gen Z loves hashtag wholesome, calling everything wholesome all the time. And I guess wholesome just to them means anything that's not sexually explicit.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, pretty much everything is.
I'll see like random conversations online and people be like, man, that's wholesome. It's like,
this is a symposium at a conference. Yeah, but nobody like took their clothes off or like hit each other or cursed. Yeah, there's a big.
We talked about how they want to die.
what happens in that? Where does that come from?
I just feel like it's a lot of people.
Well, it's a lot of Twitter. Yeah, yeah. Everybody on Twitter wants to die because yeah. they're on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of neat stuff with, yeah, like you were saying, wholesome content with people that do their like everyday jobs, but they might have interesting jobs.
Yeah.
So they post just like, hey, here's how my job works here. Like there's, I don't know, there's just one or multiple, big beekeeping accounts. Mm.
Well, that's thrill seeking. If you ask me.
No, they're wearing the beekeeper suits.
Ah.
So, you know, they're all right. Unless there were already bees in there when they put it on, in which case, oh boy,
what
they're
a horrible
in a world
prank.
Of trouble.
Man, maybe we could be TikTok pranksters and put bees in beekeeping suits.
So in this scenario, would we be going to the beekeepers and doing this, or would we be inviting non-beekeepers over?
We'd be sneaking in.
Okay.
To the beekeepers.
Mm-hmm. Breaking and
place
entering.
Of work.
Trespassing. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or maybe we'd get invited in like a vampire.
Okay.
The two of us get invited.
Would we use their bees or would we bring our own bees?
I think maybe we want to bring our own.
Well, but what if when we're trying to sneak in, they're like, hey, what's all that buzzing?
It'll hopefully get drowned out by the residual.
Those must be your bees.
Exactly. Well, good joke. Good joke, beekeeper. What's all that buzzing?
Please let us into your home.
Yeah. And but I just feel like they would know. I feel like they'd be like, something's up. There's fewer bees in the hive than normal. They must be somewhere else.
Well, not if we bring our own bees.
Yeah,
though.
I know. That's why we have to bring our own bees.
Okay, yeah. Well, and also, if we were taking their bees out, we'd probably get stung. We'd have our own bees that would be trained to sting other people, but not us. Look, there's a lot of work to be done here. I did want to mention, because we got an email from a listener called Nate, who has a TikTok, Nate and Erica with a K, Metalsmith. They're metalsmithers, and they like blew up on TikTok.
Oh, Metalsmith. Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know, their account, like these other ones, it's just like, hey, here's how like this stuff works. But you know, a lot of jobs, I don't know. They have cool stuff that you don't see every day.
Yeah. It's like Mike Rowe's dirty jobs without Mike Rowe.
Right. And not necessarily a dirty job, just a less common job that's interesting to watch.
Yeah. Was that the only controversy that a girl rode a horse?
No, I've got other controversies, Tim. Well, this is a company one. Last year, there were internal documents leaked that revealed the moderators have been instructed to suppress posts created by users deemed, quote, too ugly, poor, or disabled for the platform.
Ugh.
And to censor political speech in live streams, punishing those who harm national honor or broadcast streams about state organs such as police with bans from the platform. I was going to say that I'm sure people have talked about this, but I didn't come across it in my travels today. All from what I can see, all the people that are like real famous on TikTok, like I said, I'm going to be polite here and say, you know, that a lot of these people, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. This person does have some talent. They're not famous for just being famous.
Mm-hmm.
But my heel turn, Tim, is that also I noticed like almost everybody that's famous on TikTok was already ridiculously wealthy.
Hmm.
Like, you know, and it's teenagers, but it's like, oh, here's their, you know, their first TikTok. And it's like, Jesus Christ, that's like a $5 million house that they're, you know, that's like a commercial kitchen that they've got that they're doing this dance in.
Well.
So I think that there is like a
you think they're getting paid off?
No, I think that there's just like a gross element to TikTok.
It's aspiration. Like the curation is like.
Yeah, is you know, people want to see extravagant wealth. They want to see houses and cars and stuff. And the other stuff's being moderated out. And then that stuff's becoming big and, you know, people buy into it and then they want to just see more and more extravagant purchases. You know, there's all kinds of, well, I mean, it's most social media have elements where it's just people flashing cash and like, you know, flexing about how rich they are. But it seems like TikTok has even more of that. But then on top of that, the people that genuinely have become big people on there, it's like, oh, this teenager, obviously, you know, like I said, this girl riding a horse in the ocean. It's like teenagers that have horses are the ones that become big on TikTok. I'm not talking about teen farmers, Tim. Teen farming TikTok getting on me.
I bet there is a whole
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
All right. That, any other controversies?
These two twins, the Stokes twins, they were doing bank robbery pranks.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means putting a mask on, calling an Uber and having them take you to the bank and like this Uber and carrying bags full of money. I guess maybe like escaping from a bank robbery.
That's a good prank.
Well, the police got called. And
we pulled worse pranks than that when we were teens, Tom.
The police got called and then, they were told like, hey, fucking quit it. And then 4 hours later, they did it again. And the police came back and I'm sure they weren't happy. This one girl licked a toilet seat on an airplane.
I recall this.
It was like the toilet seat challenge.
Yeah.
And that became like a big deal because then like she wouldn't back down from it. She was like, I should be able to lick a toilet seat and hashtag it.
Did she like sanitize it first?
I'm sure she did off camera.
And who cares?
Like, yeah. Well, who cares anyway? Like, you want to lick a toilet seat, a public toilet seat? Who am I to stop you? It's a free country.
This is the thing. I think the fact that we're documenting things on video.
Yeah.
I think societally,
you're saying before this, people would lick a toilet seat and not even worry about filming it.
If you heard of someone licking a toilet seat on an airplane, you'd be like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. But oh, like, it's on video.
Yeah, but then suddenly it was a news story.
Yeah.
They were writing about it in newspapers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, this is just gutter gossip, guys.
there was also a trend on TikTok, and this actually sounds like something like when we were teenagers, we totally would have been into this. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but it's called randonauting.
Okay.
Where I think
random astronauts?
No, it was you would use maybe like a filter in it, or I don't know if there's like a separate app to generate coordinates near you, and then you would go to those coordinates and to film what you found, random coordinates.
Okay.
And these people did it, and it brought them to a beach, and they found a suitcase on the beach that had washed up, and it was like, oh shit, like we actually found something crazy. And then they opened it up, and it was full of human remains. And yeah, they posted it still, but then they called the police, and you know, police were like, oh yeah. And then they found another suitcase, and they were like, you know, oh,
you guys put these suitcases here?
No, they were like, oh, this is like a missing couple, and you know, we think their landlord killed them, and you know, now we know.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can become a patron and get goodies like Books the Podcast every week, which is another full-length podcast that we do every
week. Where are they going to get this week, Tim?
Tom, we're about to record this week's Patreon episode. Tim and Tom get high. Tim and Tom do drugs.
Yeah, we're going to do a bunch of cocaine.
We're going to do a legal in New York drug, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, that's a good way to go into it.
It gives
Tim, the injection only hurts for a second.
Yeah, but we've got a big back catalog. You're better at selling the Patreon.
Yeah, you get all the back catalog of Books of Podcasts, patreon.com/completeguide. We're going to be reading, you're going to be reading The Secret.
Yeah, Tom, we're going to start making vision boards and stuff. This is going to be fun. Tom, I'm going to read The Secret. No. We're going to do The Secret together.
So, yeah, patreon.com.
All of our dreams will come true.
/complete guide to hear us do drugs and The Secret. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/complete guide. Follow us on Instagram at TCGTE. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim.
We don't have a TikTok. And if somebody's out there saying that they're us, they're liars, and call the police.
Tim Talker. Tick Tom.
Tim, I'm going to tell you about the 10 videos that I saw. Something just exploded outside. But I'm going to tell you about the 10 videos that came up in my...
Awesome. I've been waiting for this.
I don't use TikTok that much, but I use it once in a while when I'm bored and I've like run out of everything else to look at. So presumably the algorithm...
Do you follow anybody?
Yes.
What kind of people do you follow? People?
No, I don't follow butt people. I forget. Like I follow maybe like two people on there. Like I'm all about, like, I want to see what the algorithm gives me. So first video was this woman just like talking to a neighbor. A neighbor came and knocked on her door. I guess she was like doing something real loud. But then I looked at like her other TikToks and it's all like sexy stuff. So I think she was doing something sexy, probably a sexy dance.
Wait, so the neighbor came and complained about her doing loud, sexy things?
Yes, yeah.
And the TikTok was them conversing about it?
The TikTok was the camera set up like on her desk. And you couldn't see the neighbor, but you could hear him. And it was captioned. And just captioning. And I was just thinking about how, like, boy, if he found out about this, he was being nice. He was just like, oh, you know, it's very loud. I'm not sure what's going on. But, you know, if maybe you could at least close your window. And he got put up on TikTok. The next one was a gigantic line outside of Disney World in Anaheim.
Disneyland.
Sorry.
Come on.
I think it was from today because I assume all this content's very fresh that today Disneyland reopened with no masks. And at least according to this, that's why there was like such a gigantic line. It was like blocks and blocks long of people, you know, not in cars, standing waiting to get in.
People like Disneyland. Tom, we should go to an amusement park soon.
I would love to.
All right.
The next one was this video that I
Euro
actually,
Disney
that I Paris. Did that I did see before. This was a reaction video where it was like something like our dad kept trying to have a boy, and then it's just like a bunch of sisters dancing, and it's like, yeah, I don't know, like 7 or 8 girls dancing in front. It's like, oh yeah, he never got a boy. But then somebody had done, I don't know, a reaction or something, and it was like a very tall black man dancing last in the line. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Guy acting hot side. Oh, a guy trying hot sauce.
Cool.
A woman with large breasts making a joke about her large breasts.
What kind of joke? Like a pun?
No, it was like she was wearing like a baggy shirt and was like, people want to know what's under my shirt. And then she just like pulled the shirt real tight and was like, my huge boobs.
It's not a very funny joke.
No, it wasn't that good. The next was a very guy doing a really loud fart in a gym.
So this is all really, the algorithm knows you pretty well.
No, Tim.
Were there other people in the gym?
There was one other person. It kind of seemed like it might have been staged, to be honest with you. But no, Tim, this algorithm doesn't know me. The next video is how to make an In-N-Out hamburger at home. And it looked, I was like, oh shit, that, okay.
What was special about it?
Well, it's just that, you know, they're very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that they're grilled in, well, if you get them animal style, they're grilled in mustard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I didn't think like I could do that at home. Yeah. Like that's not something you can only get at In-N-Out. The next one was a live stream of somebody playing the phone game Snake on a computer. And then them just like commenting about how many people were coming into their live stream. So it was obviously one of those things where like the algorithm caught it. And was promoting it heavily. And this guy was just like, there's like, I don't know, thousands of people watching me do this now. Hey, everyone. The next one was a filter. Filters are big on this thing.
Yeah.
A pretty cool looking filter that made like edges into like glowing neon. And the comment said that he had heard it was good for boobs and tattoos. And then he showed off his tattoos and they did look pretty cool with it.
Hmm. Wild stuff.
And then the last one, Tim, the last one, I'm going to show you a picture of as well. But it was, and this was, I didn't write down his name, but it was somebody had like 9 million followers. And it seemed like somebody who their shtick is just that they're like a misogynist, and rich or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a floating platform. It was a woman in a bikini with a with like a full ski mask on, and he had a golf club, and she was laying on her back, and she spit a golf ball out into the air, and he whacked it like into the ocean. And then he took a big swig of beer and then opened his mouth and poured it into her mouth.
Oh, I don't like that video one
well,
bit.
Let me show it to you. You might like it more once I... Well, I'll just show you the picture. This is what the... Like, that looks like something, you know...
That looks like...
They'd find at a murder scene.
Yeah.
Like a clue. Like, you'll never find me, cops. Even with this clue.
I mean, it was colorful. Nice, yeah. Well-composed.
Yeah, I mean, it was very colorful. You're right. I'm being too harsh on it. It was a good video.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.